I call this meeting to order of the Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness on February 16th at 10:30 a.m. Moving on to agenda item 2, roll call.
Senator Shamim?
Present.
Senator Golish?
Present.
Senator Nithyanandan?
Present.
Senator Bowling?
Senator Bowling?
She's present.
Yeah.
And then Senator Rivera.
Present.
All right, we have a quorum.
Awesome. Moving on to agenda item 3, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time?
I have a quick one. So next Wednesday, as part of our Lunch and Learn Leadership Series, Ashley Darby is going to be doing a workshop on assertive communication. So she'll be going over like 4 different types of communication and talking about how to incorporate more assertive communication styles. So check it out, 12 to 1, free lunch.
Awesome, that sounds great. Thank you so much. Cool. Seeing no further public comment, moving on to agenda item 4, adoption of minutes. There are no minutes at this time. So there are no minutes to be approved at this time. Moving on to agenda item 5, old business. So I guess for old business, one thing that we can talk about would be the back tax legislation. Just a quick update. I don't think we should kill that because a lot of other chairs recommended to me not to just let it die. So I think one thing that we can do is just write I forgot what the exact term for it is called, but legislation that will push it onto the next session, that will favorably recommend them to work on the ballot tax legislation. Yeah, go ahead.
To the speaker, I apologize because I am new to the committee, but can I just get like a general rundown of what the bag tax would achieve, and would it be just for like the wolf shop, or like what kind of are you planning to do with that?
Yeah, for sure. So the bag tax is essentially something that Senator Lewis was spearheading, where we would just tax like only like a couple cents off of students who were using bags at the student wolf shop. And so that way, because students already have their backpacks on them, it's just like a waste of like, you know, like why are we having plastic on campus? It can make our campus more sustainable. And that was basically what it was trying to accomplish, just like extra sustainability. And the reason we were about to kill it was because it took like such a long time for us to get like to a point where we could actually maybe start working on it, that we feel like we didn't have time to like start fully implementing what we had planned. So that's why we were gonna kill it, and then we were gonna work on new legislation. But we decided against that. Well, I mean, I'm deciding against that. What do you guys think? Yeah, go ahead.
To me, that seems like the most we could have done was honestly like a resolution anyway, which.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think it would be fairly easy to just whip up something in support of that.
Yeah.
In terms of bringing that to the next step, I think we would need to have a conversation with our Barnes & Noble affiliate, because I feel like it would be more contingent on our contract with them than anything else. Like,
yeah.
I don't think anybody would be against the idea of it. Like, I think it's something that everyone's like, yeah, that's great, it's sustainable.
Yeah.
It would just be really like the legal thing with our contract. So I think like in the meantime we can write a piece of legislation and honestly just get it written while we're trying to figure out who that contract is, and then depending on our meeting with them we can either add to the legislation or we just pass it as is, and then you know they're like, okay, we had a conversation with senators and there's this piece of legislation, kind of contingent on what that conversation with the Barnes & Noble affiliate like looks like. But I don't think it would be hard to whip up like a piece of legislation in support of it if it's just a resolution.
Sure, that sounds great. Awesome. Does anybody else have any input on this topic? Okay, cool. So, seeing no further old business, moving on to agenda item 6, new business. So, moving on to agenda item 6A, election of vice chair. I'll now be accepting nominations from the floor for the position of vice chair for the Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness. Nominations do not need a second, and self-nominations are welcome. When nominating someone, please use the phrase, I nominate the senator to be the vice chair for the Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness. Nominations are now in order. So, Senator Rivera from the College of Liberal Arts.
I nominate the Honorable Senator Nithyanandan to be the Vice Chair of the Committee on Safety, Sustainability.
Sounds great. Senator Hinandit from the College of Science has been placed into the nomination. Do you accept?
I accept.
Are there any further nominations? There being no further nominations, nominations are now closed. Without objection, the nominees will be recognized in the order with which their nominations were made. The following have been nominated for the Vice Chair for the Senate Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness. Senator Hinandit from the College of Science. Before commencing with the first nominee's presentation, are there any questions? Seeing that there are no further questions, we will now move into the presentations of the nominees. Senator Hinandit, you are now recognized for your 2-minute presentation.
Okay, hello everyone. I believe I'm fit for this position because I've been a part of this committee throughout the start of this session, and I'm also rerunning and hoping to join this committee again next session. So one of the goals I ran on is also about safety, and through my other liaisons like university libraries, through upcoming projects, we're talking about a lot of safety, specifically with the 24-hour workspace, so I hope to write a piece with that, so that's something I could contribute to the committee. And as a vice chair, I think I could assist Senator Shamim, or Chair Shamim, with the agendizing process and learn about it more. And yeah, that's about it.
We have concluded the 2-minute presentation. We'll now move into questions and answers from the committee floor. This portion will be up to 5 minutes, starting with the first hand. Are there any questions for Senator Hinandit? Senator Rivera?
Thank you so much for your presentation, Senator. Do you kind of have any idea on like specific initiative that you want to take, whether to better bolster the productivity of this committee or just better support Chair Shamim? Do you kind of just like have any plans of where you think this committee should move forward?
Yes, thank you for the question. Moving forward, I think definitely productivity, because I know this whole last semester with the session has been very unproductive and slow for our committee. Our meetings were very short and we didn't get much like group legislation going. But I think with what the project ideas we have right now, I think we're on a good track. So definitely helping with group projects, yeah.
Senator Vera?
And then are you ready for that like additional time requirement in terms of like agendizing or just like whatever supplemental tasks that Chair Shamim will need to as Vice Chair?
Yeah, I'm not completely sure what Vice Chairs do. I'm not completely sure. All I know is agendizing and like helping if the Chair can't make it. But yeah, I think I could squeeze that into my work schedule.
If there are no further questions for the nominee, this concludes the questions and answers portion. It has been customary for the body to consider the character, professional competence, mental health, and other matters permissible under NRS 241-033. Under NRS 241-31, the election may not be closed. When the body has concluded its deliberations, it can approve the nominee, reject the nominee, or take no action. We shall now move into a general debate from the floor. Senator Hinandit, do you mind if I have you step outside? Is there any discussion on the candidate?
Just to say something.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just the fact that she's rerunning and she's still going to be part of this committee, I think that's probably going to be one of the most beneficial parts. That way she can continue the legacy of SSW.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right.
Yeah, go ahead, Senator.
I feel like there's no reason not to approve this nomination.
So, seeing no further discussion, we have concluded and we'll move into a vote. All those in favor of approving Senator Hinandit to the Vice Chair for the Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness, please designate by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Any abstentions? Senator Hinandit from the College of Science has received the majority of the votes and will now be placed as Vice Chair for the Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness. Congratulations, Senator Hinandit. You're now the Vice Chair for the Committee on Safety, Sustainability, and Wellness. All right. So Moving on to agenda item 6B, senator updates. So does any senator have any updates or anything that they would like to say regarding, like, or you guys can ask me questions in this period too, if you guys want to know, like, what we do so far, just to catch up. Go ahead, Senator Bullish.
Yeah, I have been working with, we've been just starting this project with Senator No on free menstrual products in both men's, women's, general, neutral bathrooms all around campus.
Yeah.
Currently, we're still sort of in that, like, starting stage of it. But I've contacted facilities, and we're hopefully going to be able to meet with them soon, just because they've worked with projects in the past to do with, like, the pilot program that we have in the gym right now. And so hopefully we'll get some work on that soon, but that's what I've been doing.
Sounds great. All right. Senator Burrow?
A lot of the legislation I'm working with is going to go through DEI, but I do think that that in turn has a lot to do with safety and wellness of students. So the ones that I'm hoping to get fast-tracked on the next Senate meeting is a mask mandate legislation in support of that, and then a legislation in response to Regent Boylan's remarks. If you guys haven't heard of it, he was openly racist, essentially, and said, why don't we support white students more on record? So I'm just kind of responding to that, and I'm hoping both of those can be fast-tracked. And then I'm also working with Director Guillen to rewrite her department in the SAS. There's a bunch of indiscrepancies with duties and kind of with the vice chair as well, or the assistant director as well. There's a lot of overlap with their duties, and she wants to make them more concise. And so we're gonna be working on that today with her intern, which will be exciting. And then kind of big picture stuff that I'm hoping to get done by the end of the semester. I have three pieces of legislation in terms of recidivism reduction. So if you don't know what recidivism is, it's essentially the rate in which someone will leave prison just to return back to prison, and which is very, very high in the U.S. And there were three specific bills that are in committee right now for the U.S. Senate, and so they all are just, they're really, really great piece of legislation, so I want to just advocate it for our state legislature, our representatives. And then the last big boy piece of legislation that I'm hoping to end the session with is a resolution in support of social justice resources K-12, which is essentially bringing like a baseline of critical race theory at elementary school levels, and that's being discussed at the Washoe County school board level.
Uh-huh.
So those are kind of my four big state projects, and then I have my four like ASUN projects that I'm working on. So.
Thank you so much for letting us know.
Yeah, and then for that recidivism reduction, it's very straightforward. If you guys are looking to just have some piece of legislation, I'll happily take a co-author.
Sure. Awesome. Sounds great.
Also, shout out to Carolina. They just never made my coffee, so she waited there as they needed.
That's awesome. All right, seeing that there are no more senator updates, let's move on to agenda item 7, miscellaneous business. Let's first start off by, we already discussed the VAT tax legislation. This is a second opportunity. If you guys want to have any input on it, anything, maybe, do you guys think we can finish it? I don't know, do you guys pick, go ahead.
Is this something that we adjourn our meeting and then till 11 o'clock we just work on the legislation together?
So, sorry, could you clarify it?
If this is a legislation we want to work on as a committee, do we want to just use committee time to do it? And then, if we have nothing to talk right now, for example, we'll just adjourn a meeting at 10:30, but the five of us will stay in here till 11 to just, work on the legislation together.
That could be a good way to do it.
Do you guys have commitments at 11?
I have, usually I try to go study for my classes because I have an organic chemistry class, which is my time conflict. However, same with Senator Hinonen. However, one thing that we can do is for all of our legislation, we can set up a when to meet and just meet, and that's what I'm saying on the record because it won't violate, law. But we can meet over the weekend, anytime, and just work on the legislation, just get through it in chunks. And a lot of our legislation isn't too hard, like the VAT tax legislation recommending it to the next session, that's pretty easy. That's literally just hey, next session, let's work on the VAT tax legislation.
Mm-hmm.
Or discuss food insecurity legislation, you have a very solid plan on that, Senator Bullish. So I think that, you know, it's something that we can definitely get done within like a week, two. Go ahead, Sandra.
I have a few updates on that. And I think at least for today's meeting, that we should probably like make a solid game plan for that. That way we are actually on top of it. And then maybe next meeting we can, and depending on when we end, and then we can start with the decision.
Sounds good. All right, so let's talk about our game plan then in that case. So what is your plans and goals? Any ideas?
Okay, I emailed President Brown, and then he replied to me this morning, just because I know he's been, in his updates, he's been working with Cap Revisions pretty closely. And he said, I essentially asked like what the next step, or if he knows of anything that would be good to pursue regarding PAC provisions and food insecurity. And he suggested meeting with Sophie Morton, who's the student director. And then the CSE coordinator and or Amy Copius. And so I think that's what we should do. But and obviously we'll ask them for advice. I think right now, biggest thing is just starting the communication between PAC provisions and the den, but that doesn't necessarily need like legislation there. But I don't know if anybody has any like things that they would want to pursue regarding food insecurity that I can bring up in an email to them or what.
Senator Rivera.
Gosh, I wish I remember the name of it. When we passed the SNP, we essentially granted this group their idea to do off-campus fridges for food waste. And they were going to collaborate with a food group on campus that's already working towards food insecurity. I need to find the name out for you. I'll go to Pack Life right now and try to finish it up. But their whole mission is literally food insecurity, and they essentially, I think everybody needs to just consolidate their efforts because we already have like a lot of strikes and PAC provisions. We have this essentially like grant given to this group of students to work on this off-campus project. But then we also have this ASUN verified club on campus that's their whole mission.
Yeah.
And so I think we just need to consolidate resources, and we need to just be like, what's already done? What resources do you guys already have? How can I use my position in ASUN to further bolster that? And then I want to say it's
the Fusion Club?
It's something, I want to say Alliance.
Could we, do you think it would be a good idea to invite them to one of our meetings so then we can, okay.
Yeah,
good.
I definitely think so. God, what were they called?
I'm trying to write this on the whiteboard so then after the meeting you guys can take a photo of it so you guys know what we're working on. And then, yeah.
Oh, I mean, thank you, too.
Oh, yeah.
What were they called?
Sorry, is it the group that's...
Not the burrito product, right?
It's an ASUN-recognized club.
Oh, it's not Fusion or Fuse or...
That might stand for what the whole acronym is?
Yeah.
Let me look it up.
I feel like I remember them because they came.
No, because the group that got the money is not an ASUN recognized.
Okay.
Are you in Pack Life?
Yeah. Fused. Just as Fused, and then nothing else about what they do.
Oh, also, sorry, Hannah. I just saw your chat.
That might be. Oh, Food Recovery Network.
Oh, bam.
Yeah, Food Recovery Network.
You're in the F zone.
Yeah. Do you want me to straight just invite them to our committee?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Wednesday's at 10 a.m. And then let me know what they respond with and we can put them on the agenda.
I'll say, interesting getting involved. And no, I am not a robot. Well, this is all still on the record. Oops. Hi, record. Okay, I sent them an email.
Okay, sounds great. So, all right, and then do we need to assign any roles for who's communicating to who? Kind of like how, if any of you were involved, yes, go ahead, Senator Burrow.
Do you know who we should talk about, like in terms of our Barnes & Noble affiliate? Like if there's
Amy Lewis.
Okay.
already sent her message. Amy Lewis.
And then just Senator Bowling, let me know if you can see the board.
Yeah, she
as well.
Has like a. She has like multiple emails.
She popped up in Outlook. Amy Lewis said.
Yeah. She has a Barnes and Noble one.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Let
she
me check the one I sent recently.
Yes, and anything other?
I just also wanted to bring up that when our previous chair, Josh Horst, he did meet with Dr. Rodriguez as well and got some information from her. So I have a picture of the board when you put up all the information. So
okay.
I'll send that in the group chat as well.
Okay, that would be definitely
sounds
cool.
Great. Yeah.
Do you guys already have a document, like a Google Docs with everyone's?
Okay.
I can start that if you guys want to. And then
sure.
I'll, because I just have a really solid legislation template that I use.
Yeah.
So like we can create our outline in there. Just, yeah, I'll get that started.
It's perfect.
Okay.
Sounds great.
I found her email. It's just alewis@bncollege.com.
And I think this is the legislation that we can definitely at least get passed, like all these legislations, or we can like move it to the next session. So it's like, it's perfect. Leaves us with enough time before the session ends. That's great.
Did you say @ANBCollege?
@alewis@bncollege. Like Barnes and Noble.
Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Alright. Sounds great. Okay, so seeing that there's no further miscellaneous business, let's move on to agenda item 8, reports of instrument officers. I have Senator or Director of Sustainability Elizabeth Guillen's report right here. So let me pull that up. Hello, Senators. Since the last report at the Senate, the Department has been busy with a few things. First, we have been working with the recipients of the Sustainable Nevada Initiative Fund to ensure that they can begin their projects. Second, we have been working on events for Earth Week. So far, we are looking at having a town hall, a market-type event, the Undie Run, an event to give away plants, and more. We will keep you posted on the details when they are finalized. However, please note that Earth Week is April 18th to the 22nd. Third, we have been working with other departments to participate in events coming up. The department will be tabling on how to operate and live sustainably, even on a college budget during Diversity Week. And the department will also be tabling at iServe. Fourth, we have been in contact with RTC and the Parking and Transportation Committee regarding EdPass to ensure that we are all on the same page and brainstorming ideas on how to move forward. Fifth, I've been in contact with Speaker Pro Tempore Ribeiro to write legislation to update the department's job duties and to update the Sustainable Nevada Initiative Fund. I apologize in advance because I will be reading this exact report of Senate tonight. But lucky for you all, you will get to experience the thrill of a sustainability report twice in one day. That's all I have for you this week. But as always, if you have any questions or ideas, please let me know. All right. Seeing that there is no further reports, let's move on to agenda item 9, public comment. Is there any public comment at this time? All right, Senator Nithya Nandan.
Okay, I just had a general question.
Yes.
I was just wondering what happened to former Senator Haley Rowe's mental health piece. I cannot remember if it got recommended to SSW last semester, like right before winter break or not. And like, I don't know what happened to it. Did it get lost? Do you know? Do you have anything on it?
Does anybody have any information on it?
Didn't Bela mention it at one of the last meetings?
I think so. Did Bela start
I have a feeling somebody picked it up.
Yeah.
Okay, so it never came to committee.
I'll look to see at our Senate agenda before break to see.
Okay, because Senator Kidd was also wondering, so I just brought it up, so I'll let her know.
Asia?
Oh, yeah, so I was just going to say for the back tax that it might be helpful to maybe do like some kind of way to get feedback from students. I know in California when they implemented the back tax, like there was a lot of kind of like yes, no, people were kind of all over the place.
Yeah.
And so just to kind of get some feedback from students to see like if they agree with it, like, you know, what, and if so, kind of like what amount do they think would be good? And I think it would also help y'all kind of get the word out about like why you're doing it. And so at least to show, to be able to add that into your legislation and be like, hey, you know, we had a whatever and we got feedback and students who attended. So that might be a way to kind of get some student feedback to see like what students think about it and if they'd be willing to pay it and that kind of thing.
Sounds great. I think we can actually get a, we can assign that role to somebody to like just make a form. And then we can have that sent out. Senator Golish?
I just wanted to bring up an important part regarding that legislation is also deciding where the tax money would go.
Yes.
So that was another just, yeah, that we have to keep in mind.
It should be a weapon of sustainability, right?
I don't remember what we were talking
I think
about.
We're thinking about, let's go ahead, Senator.
From what I remember, we were saying to put it back into ASUN budget.
Yeah.
I was it to pay down the debt? I think, was it to help pay down the
debt?
Pay down some of the debt.
Right. Well, specifically with the Wolf Show?
Because
oh.
We're in debt. Like, I forgot how much. I think it's in the picture. I'm going to find out.
A lot of debt.
Yeah.
And then after that, maybe you, or maybe use some of it for this and some for something else.
Yeah, we had some options.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We decided to split it between ASUN and the Wolf Shop.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
That's from what I remember. And then we were giving only a little bit for ASUN, and then we were giving most of it for the Wolf Shop.
Mm.
Or we apportioned it, something like that.
Because
I think, did Senator Luer say that most... We're fine for a committee as of now. Like, there's no reason that we need more money, but the Wolf Shop should be a priority. Was there a conversation like that? Or awesome. Senator Ribeiro?
I'm looking at the three pieces of legislation that were referred to committee on our last Senate meeting before break. And I'm wondering if any of these actually ended up making it to Senate. Did we hear an act to amend the assignment on the floor of the House? We did hear that one, right?
I don't think so.
That would have gone to GovOps. And then we also had an act to update the diversity and inclusion commissioners in the SAS.
We passed that one.
And then we have a resolution, so it was referred to this committee, a resolution supporting the inclusion of mental health days in the academic calendar and individual.
We had no legislation in this committee.
So that needs to be put on next week's committee.
Uh-huh.
And then let me see who the author of that was.
When was this referred to our committee?
This was referred before winter break.
The last session.
Yeah, so it just never got put on our committee agenda. And then
write that down somewhere.
I feel like the other one about assigning the floor.
That was just to adjourn Senate, right?
No, that was to allow like non-senators to like engage in debate.
I think I definitely
that one to like assign the assignment of the floor.
I feel like we heard that one.
I feel like it might have went to GovOps. I remember there being a discussion. I can't remember if it was before it went to Senate or after. And I think Jake was at that meeting, whichever one, so.
So, yeah, it's Senators Rowe's legislation is completed, attached to this agenda.
Uh-huh.
My suggestion to you would be to send an email to Jake and Bree and see do you have the Word document on that legislation. So you could put it on our agenda. Because she is no longer a senator, Jay can be the author of the legislation, or you as a chair of the committee can be the author of the legislation. It doesn't mean you need to be in support of it, but you essentially need to just understand what the general purpose of the legislation is so that you can answer questions and just talk about it within committee. And then we would refer it to Senate as a committee, and then therefore the whole committee is the author of the legislation. When we send it to Senate. So that is usually why the chair is advocating on behalf of it. But if we then choose to send this to Senate, it would then be our committee legislation. So.
Sounds great. Could you send that all in our group shot?
Yeah.
So I remember. Okay. Perfect.
Can I just one more thing? So if y'all decide you want to do like a survey to capture student feedback, I know y'all are used to used to using FormStack,
yeah.
but we have a more robust like survey assessment tool that we can use baseline.
Yeah.
I use it to create the survey for the programming department.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's a really fast process. I just need to know like the questions you want to ask and like when you want it to be open. And I would say maybe about like a week or two before you want it to go out, and we can send it directly to students. That's what we did for programming. I would say like a week or two before you want it to go out, just give me that information so we can get it set up. So, and it just gives you the data already. You know, you don't have to sort through and figure out how many responses. It will do it for you.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Sounds great. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Seeing that there's no further public comment, moving on to agenda item 10, adjournment. I adjourned this meeting at 10:44 a.m.